This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying Paul's prayer in 2 Thessalonians 1:11, that God, by his power, may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. Let's consider how to determine what would qualify as a good purpose. The danger is always present to establish purposes for our lives based on our own perspective. This doesn't mean they would necessarily be wrong. It only means they could be. Ultimately, the only way I know to determine whether a purpose is good is to evaluate it in the light of what God says on the issue in His Word. Has He commanded it or expressed His preference? Psalm 1:1-2 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." If in meditating on God's word an idea about something I should do develops in my mind, I've probably made a good start in establishing a good purpose. If an idea seems good to me, it would be wise to check and see if God has spoken on the issue in the Bible. Sometimes I have a number of ideas that I think are good. I see them as options to consider. Then I try to think of the pros and cons concerning each option. After I've listed these, I look for biblical light on as many of these ideas as possible. By going through this process, it's easier to determine which purpose is good and/or best. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.